Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take Balance of Nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of Nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kate.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Do you believe that right now we are in a position where the 2020 election will be hacked?
Oh, without question.
There's nothing secure about the Dominion voting gear.
Many of the features of Dominion that are being characterized as glitches are actually designed features to help people manipulate the results of the election.
A month before the 2020 election, the parent company of Dominion Voting Systems received $400 million in funding.
Do you understand
that people... Asymptomatic spread is not a thing. They've already shown there is no asymptomatic spread. There is no asymptomatic spread. I don't have symptoms. I'm fine. I'm not a carrier of disease. This is what I'm saying. They're treating us like we're diseased. You just said, how is it treating you like you're diseased? But then
wearing
you're telling
a mask
me how you
is
know.
Not an imposition to be careful with other people's
no,
health.
When, it's not just the mask.
This
it's
is the epicenter
distancing.
Of
it's
the country.
It's the lockdowns. It's everything. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual. Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
Hi there, welcome. Welcome back. I guess I'm basically saying that to us. Welcome back,
really.
Uncle Milty.
Right.
The year 2021, can you believe it? And oh, I hope you had a great Christmas. Hope you had a great New Year's. I know it's been stressful and hard. Did you make it all the way to the living room for New Year's?
Twice.
Since everything was canceled, pretty much. I know. It was very odd to watch the New Year's show, you know, the times, the ball drop, and have nobody there except for a few chosen people in the corrals. They literally corralled them in boxes. Yeah. And we live in America. Yeah. Anyway, that clip coming in, the Dominion servers asking if the hacking would happen. Of course, there was a big yes before the election. And of course, now we know that they could even get it down to how many votes have been removed from Trump in key states to flip fraudulently the election to Biden. And also that was a tape of a woman saying, I'm healthy. She was in a store and she was unmasked and she said, I'm healthy. Look at me. I am healthy. I do not need to wear a mask because I'm healthy. So I just wanted to make sure that we're realizing we're not nuts. Yes, blatant fraud with the election. And yes, the COVID lie continues for almost a year. We're going to be almost a year. You know, last January, we entered 2020 with the lie of impeachment. February 9th or February 8th, that ended because the Senate said no. And because they had no evidence for impeachment. And then basically the next day we got the COVID lie, February 9th. So we're almost at a year for the COVID lie. And if you're still wearing a mask, ask yourself why. Okay. Right now, today, 6.3% of our entire nation, only 6.3% is actually tested positive for COVID. That includes all the fraud, which is almost 100%. 90-something percent, I would imagine, right? Upwards of 90%. 6.3% of our whole entire nation is tested positive at this point. 0.0087 is the amount considered serious in this nation today by WHO, the World Health Organization. Only 29,000 people in the entire country out of 331 million are even considered serious.
Wow.
Yep, not hospitalized, just serious. Which, by the way, fraud. Fraud and fraud and more fraud. Because, you know, those 29,000 people, probably 90% of them don't even have COVID, or 100% of them don't have COVID. Okay, let's really quickly just dive into the process, because I didn't do a very good job spelling this out in the last hour with Dr. Duke Pesta. Let's go through the process. The House of Representatives and the Senate on January 3rd adopted rules that are going to outline, obviously, how the counting of the Electoral College votes go on Wednesday. The rules were passed without recorded votes. You don't get to see who voted and how. Isn't that nice? I love when they do that. McConnell says the chambers will meet in a joint session on January 6th, presided by and over by Mike Pence. Pence, as president of the Senate, will open all the certificates and papers purporting to be certificates of electoral votes. A nod to the fact that seven states sent so-called competing electors to Washington. Now, this is very different. They don't normally do this because they haven't been called. That's why. Okay? Certificates for both Democrat, Biden, and Trump. So they have full electors for both. Okay? The certificate and papers will be open, presented, and acted upon in alphabetical order, starting with Alabama. This is when dozens of Republicans, at least 50, if not 140, and 12 senators are planning to object or have committed to object to some certificates alleging election irregularities, including voter fraud and failure to follow state election laws. Good for them. This is what's going to trigger withdrawal from the joint session, and then they go into a two-hour debate followed by votes in each chamber. Only with a majority vote from both the House and the Senate would a challenge be upheld. Let me say that again. Only with a majority vote from both the House and the Senate would a challenge be upheld, which even supporters find unlikely. I'll give them that. Consider that Democrats who control the House and the Senate Republican leadership, including McConnell, have expressed disapproval, because they're bought and sold, of the plan to object. Pelosi, in a letter to colleagues on January 3rd, noted that objections can happen, but said that at the end of the day, Biden will officially, I don't really care what Nancy says. Who does when she's not in a drunken stupor or eating ice cream? On Monday, we'll have a clear picture of how many state votes will be subject to an objection, she said. Our choice is not to use the forum to debate the presidency of Donald Trump. That's exactly what they're doing. But anyway, so three Republicans on January 3rd said they'll join in the objections following a statement that several states are facing serious allegations of voter fraud still and violations in their own state law. Okay. So when it comes down to it, of the six states, seven Republican representatives, including several strong Trump supporters, said they will not join in the effort and denounce the move. Of the six states to which questions have been raised, okay, the six states still in limbo, five have legislators that are controlled by Republicans, and they all have the power to send a new slate of electoral votes to Congress if they deem the action appropriate under state law. Unless that happens between now and January 6th, Congress will have no authority to influence the outcome of the election. To take action otherwise, that is, unconstitutionally insert Congress into the center of the presidential election process, would amount to stealing power from the people in the states. It would, in effect, replace the Electoral College with Congress, and in so doing, strengthen the efforts of those on the left who are determined to eliminate it or render it irrelevant. The weekend saw a lot of action. 11 senators following Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, in announcing they join the objections unless Congress appoints a commission to examine alleged election irregularities. So the idea is modeled on the panel form of 1877 amidst a contested election. Hawley's announcement triggered more people in the House to announce their intention to object. I know Burgess Owens is objecting. He's my own from Utah, our new one. The segment of Republicans are focused on Pence's role in the proceedings. They had sued the vice president, asked the court to rule that he had exclusive authority to decide between dueling electors. A judge dismissed the case, and an appeals court rejected the appeal. Pence had asked the court to dismiss the suit, but through a spokesman on January 2nd, he supports the efforts to challenge electoral votes. And then, and so this is going to get, it's going to get, what's going to happen on Wednesday is going to be bizarre, I think. We might see some firsts. I don't know. But I, in my gut, I feel like some things may happen on Wednesday. So we'll see, won't we? What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I think we'll see. I think what it really boils down to, you know, over the last 4 years, actually before that, we've heard a lot about the Washington white hats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are there really white hats? Because now is when they're needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the Dr. Pesta mentioned this. He says it's going to take a very committed small group of people mm-hmm. to accomplish this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think there's so much news out there. It's disruptive, it's full of lies and misinformation because they really don't want people to see mm-hmm. that what's really behind the constitutional issue that's going on. They too many people believe nonsense,
mm-hmm.
so they want to keep it so that when it happens, then they can say, this is what the Constitution says,
mm-hmm.
not this is what Pelosi said.
Right. There's the Trump administration will be presenting things tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow is Georgia's day, and for their runoff Senate, and then on Wednesday as well. So that's going to be an interesting part of all of this too, is what comes out, because can that come out, and then they still say that everything was fair, and they go with the Biden story. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and they're not going to announce the winners in
mm-hmm,
Georgia,
mm-hmm.
because if that was announced before mm-hmm. the House issue, it would maybe strengthen someone's resolve
mm-hmm.
to do the right thing. So yeah. They're not going to let that happen.
Yeah. Love to find out what you're thinking, what you want to say about all of this, and we'll take callers. We're going to be going to a break in about a minute, but we'll take callers on this. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. There's just so much going on. On my Facebook rant for the Kate Daly Show page, I named the liar of 2020, and that liar of 2020 is the healthcare industry. You know, government already lies, media lies, CDC's known liar for decades. They've been accused of so much fraud, it's insane. And so I already put them in those categories. But what surprised me this last year was the healthcare industry. And the clip you heard was about Dominion voting. And then, of course, a woman saying, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. Why are we doing this? And that's how I feel when every store I go into, because I don't wear a mask. Every store I go into, it's, we're healthy. Why are you guys all doing this? Why are you being a sheeple? Why are you strengthening this narrative of lies and deceit? And so, so many things on the docket today, and also sun dimming, the newest, way to solve climate change. This is getting interesting, guys. Sun dimming. Yes. Will it mess with our crops? All the plans that they have to do this? Of course. They're insane. They're insane. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Kamala still, she was sworn in as a senator, by the way. She was sworn in as a senator. She has up until Inauguration Day, but usually by now they go ahead and say, I'm out. Mm-hmm. She was sworn in as a senator. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.